Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir by John Bolton, former National Security Advisor of the United States. Read by Robert Petkoff, with a foreword and epilogue read by the author.
For Gretchen and Jennifer Sarah. Hard pounding, this, gentlemen. Let's see who will pound the longest. The Duke of Wellington, rallying his troops at Waterloo, 1815. Forward, the room where it will happen again. These fragments I have shored against my ruins. T.S. Eliot. The Wasteland. Donald Trump may well be reelected president this November, becoming only the second person to win non-consecutive terms. He may win despite his responsibility for January the 6th, 2021, one of America's worst days. Strong opponents for the Republican nomination, 4 criminal indictments, his illusory financial success shredded in civil cases, and rejection by many of his close advisors. His critics have made their case by assaulting his character, by providing psychiatric diagnoses for his behavior, by deploying trenchant ridicule and shrill forecasts of constitutional government's imminent demise. Nothing has stopped him yet. History, however, is not made by impersonal forces, but by individuals. Nothing in politics is inevitable. And facts, even now, can shape politics. Facts are blunt instruments, and a mountain of facts demonstrates that Trump is unfit to be president. In particular, he has no political philosophy and does not have policies as conventionally understood. Searching for policy coherence is fruitless, since he cares almost exclusively about his own interests and refuses to take responsibility for decisions he makes that go awry. Persuading voters to select other candidates is not my principal purpose here, but to relate facts about Trump as I saw them, allowing listeners to draw their own conclusions. Opinion and rhetoric come and go, but hard facts abide. Trump's first presidential term very likely predicts his second.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?